Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Hey, everybody, it's your man, Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want, your show. Here you go. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yeah!
Now, are you ready to dive into this big old plate of celebrity dish that we serving up? I hope so, because it's a lot. And we can't do this all by ourselves. We got to bring in the posse, man. Heidi and Frank out there in L.A. What's going on, y'all?
What's up?
Hey, what's up? Hey, guys.
So later, Kim Kardashian has one regret when it comes to Kanye, and we'll tell you what that is. Plus, who's the highest paid actor and who's the highest paid actress in Hollywood? The answers might surprise you. But first, Heidi, what you got?
Well, Portia, listen up, because Gabrielle Union and Eva Longoria are taking a stand. They are standing up for working moms in the entertainment industry. That's
yeah,
you.
Okay. Thank okay. you.
Well, so Gabby is mom to one-year-old Kavya James, and Eva Longoria is mom to 16-month-old Santiago. And they both have brought their children to the red carpet events, and mm-hmm. they also bring their kids to the set of various
films. That's not appropriate. These kids are babies. Why are they on the red carpet events?
What you mean? They get just to take pictures. Kids like flashing lights.
Well, here's the thing. They take them to the red carpet. They take them to some of their film and television projects onto the set there. And now they want the same courtesy given to other working moms in the entertainment industry. And for this to become sort of the new normal, both Gabrielle and Eva spoke to Harper's Bazaar about the struggles that exist in the industry. And Gabrielle specifically said how her co-star and co-executive producer on her last show, LA's Finest, Jessica Alba, made her return to work after maternity leave really, really easy. This is what she said. Quote, Jess made sure my trailer had everything that hers had so Kav could come right to set. No one's had to make that crazy, crazy sacrifice of going back to work and just like leaving your kid. Jess was like, that, I'm going to create the Hollywood that I've dreamed of and that I need.
That's
yeah,
what's up.
Yeah, that's right. I love that. Okay. This is so amazing. You know, I'm fortunate enough to have on both jobs, Dish Nation and on Housewives, where PJ has been welcome to come to set or whatever I'm able
we
to bring her.
PJ.
But oftentimes it's hard because I'm working and I don't just want to have her sit there.
Right.
But, you know, if it was more accommodating where they had like a room for the kids or something like that, I think it's good. I mean, when you are coming off maternity leave to have to leave your baby. I probably should talk about this today.
Don't cry. Please don't cry.
Oh, Portia.
What's
so
the matter,
weird.
Portia?
It's just weird we're talking about this because just today I just like miss my baby.
You're gonna make me cry now. Stop it.
You're making me lactate.
I was just saying, like, I'm just like ready to just work so much and I just don't get to spend as much time with her as I think I should.
What's it like to miss your kids that much? I have no idea what that's even like.
Well, she just got here. She's done, I've only known her for 5 months.
I've known mine for like 20 years.
Yet.
All right, y'all. So 2019 has been a hell of a good year for some entertainers, okay? And Forbes has a list of actors and actresses making the most coin.
No.
Jane.
All right, so coming in at number one, my ex, y'all, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I can't believe how he did you, Brad.
Oh, me neither.
I can't believe it.
I'm Anyway, he made a whopping $89.4 million over the past year from his many TV and film projects and roles. Coming in at number two is Thor, a.k.a. Chris Hemsworth, who made $76.4 million swinging that hammer around.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Swinging a hammer.
And I guess being a Black Widow pays because Scarlett Johansson comes in at number one for the ladies, earning $56 million, mainly from salary and back-end profits from being in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Wow.
Smart, bro.
Okay, y'all, and at number two is the star of Modern Family, Sofia Vergara, bringing in $44.1
million. Yeah, she's got she's got Pepsi, she's got
furniture,
Head and Shoulders, shampoo.
Okay.
Is this a list of how much money or who you fantasize about the most? Because Sofia Vergara and I think, Scarlett Johansson are both on that list as well.
Same sure, yeah.
That's true. And then The Rock and then Chris Hemsworth.
Ain't nobody fantasizing over The Rock no more.
What happened? Yeah. Yeah. Portia and Brad gonna cry on the same episode of Dish. What the hell?
You go, girl. Thank you.
Was it long after Brat found out that The Rock got married, the Ballers got canceled? I think she was like making some phone calls. Like, cancel that show.
You better know it. Okay, you'll never know who I know, darling.
He's done. Yes. Done.
You'll never work in a sound again.
So canceled out.
No, it's been 10 years since the Kanye West bum rushed the stage at the VMAs and interrupted America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift's acceptance speech. But according to Billboard magazine, a certain singer G-checked him on his behavior backstage, and guess who that was?
Ooh.
Pink. So she was pointing in his face, nodding her head back and forth, and giving her 2 cents about how up this was, and then stormed off. One producer told Billboard, adding that after she told him off, the singer was spotted giving West the middle finger.
Oh, wow.
She's that girl you want on your team.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, not the one that's going to stand to the side and be like, oh, girl, you all right? That wasn't cool.
Right.
No.
She's going to speak
right.
up.
That's right.
I love sisters that. Sisters before misters. She's mm-hmm. all. She's that chick.
What? Sisters mm-hmm. before misters? What the hell does that even
sisters
mean?
Sisters before misters. Yeah.
Before men. We're going to ride or die for each other.
Yeah, right. I bet nobody else did that.
Yeah, that's yes. girls before hoes.
Beyonce was kind of like, oh, my God.
That's the one.
10 years ago, Kanye was a little more, I guess, unapproachable, and the people didn't ever tell him what to do, and that's why he felt like he could get on stage.
Right.
And to have Pink be the first one to be like, stop that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder if Kim ever brings that up. It's like, I'm on Pink on you tonight.
Probably not.
Ooh.
Probably not.
And to be
probably
honest, that
sounded
like that.
Way
and to be honest
more
with you,
gross.
I would love if Pink was in my face. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously.
That's how you get Pink eye.
Well, y'all, as the saying goes, better late than never, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian West sat down for an interview with Vogue Arabia and conducted by her husband, Kanye West. Now, she revealed her first thoughts after giving Kanye a chance after years of friendship between the two and all her other fair relationships as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Kim said, I was like, damn, why did I waste so much time and energy? Why didn't I do this sooner? Yeah. Have y'all ever thought about that? Like, dang.
You have to go through some people, I guess, to see what you like, what you don't like, mm-hmm. what you're not going to go for, what you're not going to deal with, what you will settle for. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So
that's
I think
the right
it's
word.
Great that it happened when it
settle.
Happened.
Settle.
And he was so nice.
What's the right word?
You said settle. I think that she settled. I think with all of, like, the quick marriage to Humphreys and then moving on.
No,
it's like,
no,
you know what? I was friends
no.
with this guy. I know
I
he's my friend. We're just going to get together and have babies because I can't trust any other man to enter
no,
my life.
I disagree.
That word settle is so crazy because
yeah.
when you say it, it sounds like a negative, but settling with someone who will love
settled
her right
down.
Is not
well,
a bad thing.
Down,
I don't
yeah.
think she settled. I think he loved her and she knew he loved her, and I think she loved him too, and she just married the wrong guy.
But she should have been happy he was with her. She'd have been through all these different damn men, honey, and he still was right there waiting on her. That was a good thing.
Love wins, Gary. That don't matter.
So I'm sure she wouldn't mind erasing some of them off the list.
I'm
now,
sure.
we all can admit we would have liked to erase some of them off the
Absolutely.
List.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you know what? No, you wouldn't. You shouldn't because they made you the woman you are today or the man
and
you are today.
And not all of them made me not a damn thing.
No, you learned from all of it.
A couple of them made me somebody.
Who's three people you would scrub off your list?
Scrub off my list? You know what, me? Now, I'm speaking for other girls.
I ain't got no list.
Okay, I don't got no a list. I was married once. That's the only man I was with besides who I'm with now.
I was married once before.
Would you erase her?
Yes, I was married once before, and I don't even count it. We don't have kids together. I don't know where she is on the planet, and it's like, you know, I don't even count it. Oh, I've been married to my second wife for 16 years, so pretty much I have erased it in my brain. I don't have any pictures of us, you know, so it's just, it never happened.
Yeah, I feel like that, too. I feel like my ex is erased off the planet. I
never happened.
Heard from them.
Interesting.
No, because I'm in a happy relationship. I don't have to Google my exes like you do.
Believe me, I don't Google my ex.
Just look for the obituary section of the newspaper.
So up next, find out what actress beauty is not only in her face, but also in her hands, and I'll explain after the break.
Dish
Nation. Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, you're all familiar with the actress Christina Hendricks, the redheaded bombshell who played the role of Joan on Mad Men, right?
Of course, yeah.
Y'all know her?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's been in a ton of projects since then, but she recently posted one of her earliest projects when she shared the movie poster from the movie American Beauty.
She was in American Beauty?
Well, she was on the poster.
I remember that.
She wasn't in the movie, but she was on the poster. She was a model for a short time. She was also a hand model. She says, "I used to be a model and sometimes a hand model. This is my hand and another model's stomach. Proud to be part of this film in any way. Hashtag American Beauty."
I bet, Frank Kramer, you didn't even know that Christina Hendricks had hands.
I didn't know she had, I didn't know she had a head.
She does have good hands.
She
Those are like the hands you see at the nail shop. Always.
Oh, she does.
Modeling. It's like, oh, why don't my nails look like that?
Perfect cuticles.
And I'm all pale hands. And mine are purple because I'm cold all the time. It's like, yeah, that's never happened.
If they did a sequel to this movie, I would let her put her hand on my stomach.
But she should have gave a shout out to the model who was the belly. I mean, why not give her a shout?
And how awkward was that? You're like, okay, you're going to lay down. My hand's going to be pretending to be your hand.
Yes.
Like,
oh,
I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was a lip model for a while, and there was a chapstick called Liprication that I did the same thing, but I was actually, if you compare it to the American Beauty poster, I would be the stomach girl because I was the lip guy, and I had another guy's hand on my lip.
Put the lip.
Implying, yeah.
That's crazy. Why did they use your hands? What was up with
my hands?
Oh,
my hands are nasty. I got nasty working man hands.
He doesn't have good hands.
No, but my lips, oh, boy.
That's crazy.
So it's just like regular chapstick, like not like an Abreva commercial or anything like that.
You mentioned Abreva. I got an offer to be in a commercial for herpes medication when I first moved to Los Angeles.
What?
And I was like, I am not doing that. I mean, because even though you're acting and it's not you, you know I'm going to be that girl if you see
it. It's like, you're herpes
you
girl.
You turned it down.
Oh, I did turn it down.
You'd be known as Herpes Hamilton.
That's right. I turned it down.
See, I'm ready to model for Depends. When they come for me, I'm ready for that good check. Bring it here. Yes, I pee on myself. Okay,
now
and I need Depends.
I don't care. I'll be like, whatever.
Hemorrhoid medication.
That's a good check. Okay, y'all. Actress Leslie Jones is out here securing the bag. Because besides SNL and Ghostbusters, she recently did the voice for a character in the movie Angry Birds 2. But when it comes to the actual Angry Birds app, she has a problem, y'all. She said, I had to take it off my phone. When it comes to those power-ups, you have to pay for it. It's nothing. It's $2.99. Then you get the iTunes bill and it's $767. Then you really become an angry bird, okay? My sister was like, no, I'm taking it off your phone and your iPad. You are restricted.
Damn.
But, like, most of these free games, they charge you, like, the nickel and dime you to death with these little incentives inside the game.
And you keep buying more coins and more chips and more money.
It's like, what's $2.99?
What's $2.99? So you, like, $10,000 in.
Can she write that off her taxes as research for the role?
Or, by the way, I'm in Angry Birds. Can they give me a pass? Like, no, it doesn't cost me anything. I'm
Apple don't care nothing about that.
That's true. Oh my God. It's from probably all that Facetune I have to, you know, download on.
Yeah, how many filters you spend the money on, Heidi?
Me too. What do you want? Take my money. Here's $1,000.
Yeah, okay. Facetune.
Yeah,
I pay
for Facetune now. That's fine.
They can take my little money.
All of my money, just take it.
When I play pool, it charges me up. I buy a new cue stick all the time.
What?
A new different.
You play pool on your phone?
I do. There's a good pool game on there, and you can
ever,
play.
Seriously.
You can play all the people. No, you can play for $150,000.
Well, what do you use? Absolutely. Just your finger?
Yeah. Oh, Heidy.
No, I know.
You suck, Heidy. My God.
I'm
calling your wife. Like, we're gonna see you in the dungeon.
She need to meet you at home, honey.
Okay. Butt naked under a pea coat, though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in.
All right, y'all. Up next, Miley Cyrus explains why her cakes cost her a role in a movie. Ooh. Come right back.
Oh.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, guys, Miley Cyrus spilled some tea on herself, baby.
Ooh.
I know, girl, we don't normally do that, do we, Brad?
No, honey.
Keep our own tea to ourselves. Miley Cyrus revealed to her fans the real reason why she didn't star in the movie Hotel Transylvania.
Because she couldn't dress up like a guy.
Well, back in 2011, it was a big shocker that she wasn't in it. Now, although there were reports that Miley left the project, the singer set the record straight on Twitter. It's like, nobody, Miley Cyrus, okay? Here she comes with her antics. She said she let the fans know she got kicked off after a photo of her with a huge, happy penis for her then-boyfriend, Liam's birthday. Yeah, and so, anyway, on the picture, she's licking it.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
Anyway, Miley tweeted, I got kicked off Hotel Transylvania for buying Liam a penis cake for his birthday and licking it.
Man, if she'd have left that last part off, she would have still had the job.
Yeah, just buy him a cake.
Just buy the cake, you'll
I mean, it looks touching, so, you know.
Girl, would you like that cake for your birthday?
Girl, yes.
So how you gonna buy a penis cake and not lick it?
Exactly.
You don't have to lick the damn cake.
Clearly, it's a penis cake. We all adults at the party.
Why can't she just get a slice?
Somebody gonna lick this cake.
How are you trained?
Just get a slice of cake.
Somebody gonna lick that cake, y'all know.
I want a penis cake in here right now. You going to town?
I'm gonna eat it, and I'm gonna lick it.
You're not gonna just cut the cake like a cake should be cut?
No, it's a penis cake. It's meant for fun, to be crazy.
How fast can you bring a cake over here?
Okay.
One thing for sure, Miley Cyrus definitely understands the terminology of closed mouth doesn't get fed, and so does this Lil Uzi Vert fan. Now check this out. Temple University student Raheel Ahmad was at the King of Prussia Mall outside Philadelphia when he spotted rapper Lil Uzi Vert passing through a department store, so he built up the courage to ask the rapper for help with his college tuition. And you guys will be pleasantly surprised at Lil Uzi Vert's response. Check it out.
Uzi, skill, bro. Can you pay for my college tuition?
How much is your college tuition?
$90,000. I go to Temple, bro.
$90,000? I could pay for that.
I know you can.
But this is the thing, though. If I pay for your college tuition, are you going to finish college? Are you
of course. Nah. 100%. I don't bullshit. I'll finish
What's
that.
What's your name on Instagram?
Big Ass Heel.
Make sure you show me all of your transcripts, everything. Show me all of your papers and everything, and you'll get $90,000 from me.
All right, bro.
Oh, my gosh. Just to be commended right there.
I ain't been done yet.
Yeah, we need to see the receipt of completion.
Let me tell y'all something. That man meant business. He turned into somebody's mama. Hand on the hip, hand right here. Let him know you better show them transcripts. He meant that.
Lil Uzi probably didn't even go to damn college. Thank you.
Have y'all ever asked somebody, made a big request and they actually gave it to you or just asked?
This is pre-grown school one time, but beyond that, I don't ask people for nothing.
And what you ask her for?
Don't worry about it.
Snitch alert.
All right, honey. Coming up, actress Andie MacDowell says spirits from the other side and the Ouija board predicted her future. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
See,
this next story is for all my supernatural people out there. Now, actress Andie MacDowell says she got a little tip from beyond the grave about her star-studded career. Now, in an interview with People, she revealed that her and her sisters really love ghosts, and they once used a Ouija board to talk to dead relatives. And yes, the relatives talked back, and one even predicted a future. Take a look.
We used the Ouija board to talk to dead relatives, and they actually do communicate with us.
Wait,
FYI.
Who have you talked to?
My uncle predicted a lot of the stuff that's actually happened in my life.
Is there something that you're willing to share that your uncle predicted that happened?
It was my career and that I was going to have horses. I wanted to know that I was going to have children.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Heidi and Frank, you guys being out there in Hollywood, you run into all types of people all the time and just, like, you have access to a couple things that, you know, we don't have access to.
Here's the deal. I do not want to talk about Ouija boards.
Why?
What happened?
Why not?
No,
maybe they'll predict your career.
Everybody's fingers went to, will I have a good career?
No.
I know you have a weird Ouija board story too, Frank.
I do. My Ouija board story was in high school. We had, you know, some girls with us. We had a Ouija board. Let's freak them out. Let's go up to the high school deep in the parking lot. No one's up there, middle of the night, and start doing the Ouija board on the trunk of the car. And, you know, obviously, at some point, everybody gets freaked out and spooked. So I grabbed the corner of the board itself and I threw it in the air. And it never came down.
No!
So you would have heard it at least too.
It never came down.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.